We are live.
Good evening, everyone. I'd like to call the special meeting of the University City Council to order at 5:30 on August 22nd, 2022. Ms. Reese, would you please call the roll?
Councilmember Clay.
Present.
Councilmember McMahon.
Here.
Councilmember Hales.
Here.
Councilmember Cusick.
Here.
Councilmember Smotherson.
Here.
Councilmember Klein is excused. Mayor Crowe.
Here. Thank you very much. Before you have the agenda. It is my understanding that the city manager would like to move item number J2, which is the ratification of emergency purchases, from the consent agenda down to the city manager's report. Is there a motion to make that amendment? Motion made by Mr. Hales. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Clay. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. I'm always confused. Do I need to approve the agenda now, or did that amendment work as both the approval?
We need an approval.
A motion to approve the amended agenda.
Approved.
Motion by Mr. Smotherson, seconded by Mr. Cusick. Any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. We have no proclamations. We have no minutes. We have no appointments. We have no swearing ins. I believe that the city clerk has provided us with all of the comments provided by the citizens prior to the beginning of this meeting. And to all the citizens who submitted those comments, thank you very much. We look forward to being back in person meetings similar to everyone else. So we will work towards that. Once again, there are no public hearings. You have before you one item on the consent agenda, the Canton Phase 2 Engineering Services Contract. Is there a motion to approve? Motion made by Mr. Smotherson, seconded by Mr. Cusick. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. Mr. Rhodes.
Honorable Mayor and Council Members, before turning things over to Mr. Dunkel to present you with some additional information on the agenda item, I did want to provide you with a very brief update on our cleanup efforts of the community. University City was severely impacted by historic rain levels, which resulted in a major flooding on July 26, 2022 and July 28, 2022. To allow impacted residents the opportunity to remove damaged items and materials from their homes, I instruct the staff to delay our cleanup efforts to start August the 1st of 2022. We believe that we have completed bulky item pickup in the most severely impacted areas of our city and are making good progress towards completion of all damaged material pickups. We're on schedule to complete our initial pickups in about 2 weeks. We know today that we have completed all of the east area, and we are about 75% completed with the central area. So we should be in a position to start the west bulky item damaged material pickup sooner than what we had anticipated. Based upon the volume of materials to be removed and the number of resources available to dedicate to the removal efforts, I want to commend staff and the municipalities that came to our aid for their hard work to clean up our community. A special thank you to the City of Richmond Heights, who not only assisted us with cleanup efforts, but has agreed to allow our Centennial Commons members to use their facilities while Centennial Commons is being restored. All the member needs to do is to show their membership card. And I also want to recognize and thank Mayor Crowe for his idea in reaching out to those communities to allow our Centennial Commons members to use their facilities. Briefly, I want to share with you that we met with FEMA representatives from FEMA today. We are in very close contact with FEMA at all levels, trying to ensure that two things. One is that we provide the residents with good information on the services that FEMA provides, and that we provide them with as much access to those services as what we can. Also, we want to ensure that FEMA understands the damages that the city incurred as a result of the flooding, and that we work through their process of getting reimbursements when it is appropriate to do so. We're in close contact with FEMA. We're also in close contact with our insurance company as we have filed multiple claims with them for reimbursement of our equipment, as well as damages that has occurred to our facilities. Finally, I ask for the emergency purchase ratification item to be removed from the consent agenda so that Interim Public Works Director Darren Dunkel could make you aware of certain changes that have occurred. And so I would turn things over to Mr. Dunkel at this time. Mr. Dunkel.
Thank you, Mr. Rose. Mayor, members of the council, just want to let you know that right now, due to the market and the status of things, basically to the supply and demand of vehicles, due to the shortage and availability of computer chips for vehicles, that this is ever evolving. We, as you see in your report, in your initial report, we identified basically five pickup trucks in there, and that was just an initial what we have found that were available at that time. Since that time, the next day, all those vehicles were gone. It's one of those things, once we locate a vehicle, if we don't have cash in hand, so to speak, to move on it, the dealers are not holding anything for us, even with a purchase order. So we have to act on these purchases pretty quick. Although that we lost out on those five trucks, we have identified two other pickup trucks, which Mr. Rose has given me the direction to move forward. So we're doing that as we speak. Also on here, the 3 1-ton dump trucks, we are moving forward with that, hopefully with the purchase on that as of tomorrow. And some of these other equipment, such as the mowers, those sort of things, we're going through the same process right now. We are reaching out to multiple vendors, trying to look at the availability of the equipment, and try to make this happen as quickly as we can with doing our due diligence on these purchases. And we'll continue to do so. And just this list right here isn't the complete list of all the replacements. It's just the replacements that we had identified at that time. Unfortunately, due to the effects of the flood, you know, some things initially looked like they might be in working order, but after driving for a few days, you start getting pings and knocks and things in the engines, and some of them have already died on us. So this will continue to a degree, but we are doing our due diligence and evaluating all the equipment and vehicles and try to find their purchases. And to follow up on what Mr. Rose had stated with our cleanup efforts, if it wasn't for the cooperation of some other municipalities such as Maryland Heights, Clayton, Ladue, Olivet, Chesterfield, Ellisville, and hopefully I'm not missing anyone here, there's no way that we could have moved forward with this bulk pickup, as our dump trucks and other vehicles were damaged in the flood. And so they have been helping us out over the past 3 weeks, and this week might be the last. Last week was probably the last for most of the cities. We maybe have some assistance left this week, but they have to get back to their normal routine and to their jobs as well. So it is important for us to, you know, purchase these dump trucks. We are also leasing some equipment on a short-term basis to help us get through this process as well. If anybody has any questions, I'll answer them the best I can.
Darren, just more clarification. So at this point, we're asking the mayor and council to approve the purchase of two pickup trucks. And what's the price for those two pickup trucks?
One is around $42,000 and the other one around $43,000.
And the dump trucks will remain. So what needs to come off of this item?
Basically, at the top of your list, the three F-250s, and then the Chevy K2500 and the GMC K2500 HD all need to come off this list.
Okay. And what about the mowers that were listed here?
the mowers and everything can remain on there. There will be additional charge, about $13,000 on there, for they forgot to add a cab to one of the mowers that we also use for snow plowing as well, and just some spare tires to go along with that.
Okay. Now what needs to be added to this list? I know it's the 4200 and the 4300, but what type of pickup trucks are those?
Most of them are 3/4 ton pickup trucks. One of the big things that on some of the pickup trucks, we have to have the 8-foot beds for our salt spreaders to fit into. I know it's August right now, but thinking ahead of the pending snow season and ice, and we need to have the 8-foot beds for those. Those are the pickup trucks that seem to be in the biggest demand, so they're a little harder to find. But the rest of these trucks are more of the 3/4 ton, 6-foot beds.
Okay. So we're asking for tonight to remove those, at least 3 pickup trucks, and the addition of 2 pickup trucks, not to exceed $43,000 for both trucks, for each truck. Is that accurate?
Correct. Yeah. Yeah. Let me look here real quick. I'm sorry.
And I apologize. This only happened. Things are moving pretty quickly, so we just got this information.
Yeah, I take that back. One truck is basically 42,700, and the other one is roughly 45,200.
Okay. So we want authorization for the 42,300.
Yeah, 42,700 and 45,200.
Okay. All right. And I know this is painstaking, but Darren, let's go back through this list, because that's what I'm asking them to consider. So I just want to be sure. So the F-250 Super Cab bid for $48,975 is removed?
Correct.
Okay. The next one down at $46,390 is removed?
Correct.
The next one down at $46,430 is removed?
Correct. And further down, the Chevy pickup for $54,097 is removed.
Okay.
And the GMC pickup truck for $54,234 is also removed.
Okay. Would respond to any questions that you have.
I think Blaine had a question first, but I'm not sure. You still have a question, Blaine?
Okay, I'm sorry. Sorry about that. Thank you, Mayor Crowe. I just simply wanted to ask the city manager, even after we take this vote, can you redo the list and send that to us so that we can have that, so in case we have to address that with the public or with residents or anything like that? Just an updated list. Thank you. Yeah,
absolutely.
Mr. Hales.
Thank you, Mayor Crowe. So all of the pickups that were on the list, and I actually talked to Darren today, and this was not in the cards, so this just happened. So all of those pickups are out. What are the 2 new pickups that you found?
One was a Ford F-150, and the other one was a Chevy Silverado, I believe, here. Hang on 1 second. Yeah, the other one is a Chevy Silverado.
Thank you.
Any other questions? So we've got this item before us, and we need to have a motion to amend this item. And we're going to remove all 5 of the pickup trucks, which I think Loreet has all that information. I know Gregory does as well. And then we are adding in the 2 pickups that were both the 3/4 ton. And I think Gregory has those numbers as well. Am I correct?
That's correct.
Is everyone comfortable with making the motion to change as listed by the city manager? Is that a question or is that a motion, Mr. Clay? Okay, motion.
It's a motion.
Motion by Mr. Clay. Is there a second? Seconded by Mr. Hales. Is there additional discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. That concludes that portion of our agenda. Are there any council reports, business, or comments? Oh, wait, I'm sorry, did I miss one?
Well, we amended.
I apologize. We amended. I apologize. Thank you for putting your hands up. The item has been amended now. Motion to approve. Motion made by Mr. Clay, seconded by Mr. Cusick. Additional discussion.
Just one clarification. This includes the dump trucks that stayed.
That's correct.
And the two new trucks.
Yes.
Thank you.
No other discussion? Hearing none. All those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. Now, if I will say, are there any other council reports or council comments that anyone would like to make?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Cusick.
Thank you, Mayor Crowe. I would just like to remind everyone of the importance of going to the FEMA website. And anyone that was affected in any manner by any kind of rain or overland flooding or sewer backup, that they go to the FEMA website and they get listed on the FEMA website so that FEMA is aware of the extent of the flooding, regardless of what type of flooding was. The meeting that we had today with FEMA, they indicated that they don't really care if it was stormwater runoff or sewers backing up, but that they need to know the extent of all of the damage throughout University City. Just to remind everyone to go to the FEMA website. It's just FEMA.org. And if they go to the main page, there's a box that they can click, which shows the Missouri severe storms and flooding, and they can fill out an application. And as it was explained by the FEMA representatives, they may not be able to help someone financially, but at least they have the information. But it's better to find out if you're eligible for any kind of benefits. So I'm just encouraging everyone to please make sure that they have gone to the FEMA website and have filled out the proper forms. Thank you.
And real quick, Mayor, Council Member Cusick, I think it's FEMA.gov. I think it's FEMA.gov.
You are correct, Council Member Clay.
Okay.
FEMA.gov. Yes.
Yep.
Thank you. Thank you.
Takes a village. Anybody, anything else? My only compliment I'd like to give is that actually the idea for going to Richmond Heights came from a resident who asked if that was possible. So I want to make sure that I pass along that we may have helped move it along, but someone else came up and asked the question. So asking questions is a great, is perfect for us as we kind of move through this, trying to do the best we can for everybody. If there's nothing else to come before the body, is there a motion to adjourn? Motion made by Mr. Cusick, seconded by Mr. Clay. Is there a discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The ayes have it. This meeting is adjourned. Thank you very much for joining.